The Pittsburgh region is leading the way in a new nationwide effort known as the Maker Promise. 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar reports school districts are signing up through the White House-sponsored Digital Promise.
The concept behind the Maker Promise is simple. Add more activities to the school day where students are engaged in creating objects in real and virtual worlds. Digital Promise President and CEO Karen Cater says the process incorporates skills that are important in the workplace.
Creativity, collaboration, design thinking, the building of persistence, the idea that you can advance your own learning, those things are kind of first and foremost.
And Cater says making is intrinsically motivating.
People like to do this. They like to design. They like to get their hands on things. They like to build and construct. So it's a motivating, engaging way of helping students kind of advance their own learning.
Among the school districts in the region that have signed on to the Maker Promise is Avonworth in the North Hills. Elementary school student Noah Quinn says kids learn better in the space.
Number one, that gives us more time with our friends to, you know, hang out with them, have fun. Then it gives us time to collaborate with them. And then just really let our creativity fly with this stuff.
Third grade teacher Becky Colasar and fifth grade teacher Amy Bettersman often bring their students to the school's maker space. Sitting next to a 3D printer, Besterman says teachers need to be willing to step out of their own comfort zones to let the kids use the maker concept to its fullest potential.
I could give a math problem on a piece of paper and they'll give up. And you could time it 30 seconds. In here, they could work for hours trying to get something to work. You know, because they're doing it, and they're making it, and they're creating it, and perseverance is one thing that I've really seen come out here. Nobody gives up in this room for some reason. It's really amazing.
And it's all the 21st century skills. They're learning how to collaborate. They're learning, you know, I can't always have my ideas be the best idea in the group. I have to recognize that others have valuable opinions, and I might have to listen and change my way of approaching this because my partner sees it or perceives it this way. And those outcomes are what make this so incredibly valuable, because you can't get that with a piece of paper in the classroom.
It's teaching those 21st century skills that is driving the use of the educational version of the popular online game Minecraft in a maker class in the Fort Cherry School District on the Washington and Allegheny County line. It's taught by Jeremy Dawson.
Everyone I know, professionals that are out there, they use terms like, this is my team, and, you know, this is my project, these are our deadlines. You know, so I'm trying to incorporate that idea. So they have that aspect of people are going to have to step up and take different roles in order to complete it. So it's really all there. It's just people struggle with the idea of playing a video game and learning from it, but it is there, especially something like this.
Dawson's class is building a scale model of its classroom in the virtual Minecraft world, from the exact placement of the desks right down to the light switch. Across the hall, high school students are building their own games. Some are building board games, others are creating puzzles, and Taylor Petrica is creating a game using nothing more than a few regular dice and a standard deck of playing cards. Creativity meets the real world when the games get peer tested.
Creating concise rules, really, like, you have to go through every detail, because people will point out the smallest mistake, and they'll exploit that in your game. So you need to be able to, like, make everything super concise, and just knowing that, like, I didn't think I'd have to go into that much detail about a simple little card game, but I did. And if I hadn't, then the game wouldn't have worked.
In the real world, that might be called technical writing. To be part of the Maker Promise, each school must have at least one designated makerspace, designate at least one maker champion to help promote the concept to teachers and administrators, and then promise to display the work of the students. Fort Cherry has found several ways to do that, including the transformation of the sixth grade hallway into an interactive art installation. Art teachers and social studies teachers worked to bring to life the unit on Mayan and Inca culture. The social studies teacher thought making a calendar might work well, so they started to create spinning discs that fill an entire wall, according to art teacher Kimberly Harvey.
I, thank goodness, had styrofoam to make the glyphs, to make the numbers that go on the Mayan calendar, and that were light enough to glue to a cardboard that Sam's Club lets me clear out their storage bins so that I have large pieces of cardboard. So we glued them together, and then we hung it, so now it's still up.
Once the calendar and several other pieces of art were installed, the sixth graders acted as docents and moved the younger kids through the display in a peer learning environment. That type of peer learning is often part of the makerspace learning. Back at Avonworth High School, sophomore Jake Gillette spends time in the former library storeroom turned makerspace during study hall and any other time he gets a chance. He's tinkering with the Raspberry Pis the school district purchased. The $35 gadgets have become nearly ubiquitous in makerspaces.
It's a mini computer that you can use to code a bunch of different things. Like right now we're building constructing a moving robot. At least that's our goal.
How'd you learn to code?
It's mainly just stuff that I learned from my buddy Richard that's in tech ed right now.
Tell me about what you've gotten so far.
Well, right now we only have the frame and we're figuring out a lot about it because we didn't make the frame. So like we're taking it apart and just looking at a bunch of its pieces and figuring out really what it does.
Gillette says if he weren't coming to the makerspace during his study hall, he would be working on his homework.
In my opinion, this is probably something I'd rather do. That's for home, but I mean, like, this is fun. I get a lot of joy out of it.
That joy is not limited to the older students. It starts down at the lowest level, where kindergarten teacher Maureen Frew works with kids in the Avonworth Primary Center's makerspace, both in and out of class. Along with her daily class duties, she leads an after-school making club that throughout the year has seen 430 kids and some of their parents make catapults, battery-powered cars, and many other projects. And one day, a small group of girls approached her with an idea.
They said, "Mrs. Frew, we should open a business." And I said to them, "Why not?" And so what are we going to do with the money we make?
We're going to donate it to our school.
Now, we had a little sale, didn't we, Rory?
Yeah.
What did we sell?
We sold book covers and craft packs.
And craft packs. And how much money did we make?
$269.
Back to our make shop. Amelia's thinking this might get so big we might have to buy another building somewhere, but you never know where it'll take us, do
like
you?
Maybe in a couple years or something, because it's kind of still small right now.
How many girls in here think someday they might like to have their own business?
Maybe.
Fru says she spends time with kids in the makerspace because she knows that is where the future lies.
Their world should not do reading, math, science, stop. It should be an interconnected day, just as yours and mine is. They need to step out of school ready for the world, not, "Oh my gosh, now I have to put all the pieces together and grow up." I think we fail when we don't help them put the pieces together and help them grow up into one total human being.
Teachers at all levels say the makerspace not only links the subjects together, but it also links the work to the real world, hopefully answering the age-old question, when will I ever use this again, before it's even asked. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Remake Learning is a partnership of 90.5 WESA, Next Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Magazine, and WQED.